customer experience is extremely important. What the fans experience when they come out to the ballpark, whether it's in the parking lot, the facility, the team on the field, the entertainment that goes on during the game, it's all extremely important. So we've received a lot of customer feedback throughout the years. We've tried to put a lot of that feedback into our renovation. We've taken a lot of tours of other ballparks, looking at industry trends, and hopefully we captured the good things that everybody's done at other ballparks, and really excited to kind of get into a little bit of what we're looking to do. So basically what this project's going to entail, I guess the biggest thing you're going to see is on the second level, it's our club level. It'll be a club level, a banquet facility. It's going to allow us to utilize the ballpark 365 days a year. Flanking that club level, there's going to be three suites on each side, so it's going to give us six VIP suites at the ballpark. We're going to be adding additional restrooms. We're going to be doubling the size of our current restroom, so we'll basically, in essence, be doubling the bathroom capacity here at the ballpark. We're going to be adding an expanded customer service center. We're going to be expanding the team store to double the size. We're going to be adding 50% more point of sale, so you'll have more concession stands to go to. We're going to be renovating our clubhouse, which is going to include an expanded training room, a new weight room, an expanded coach's office, and a new players meeting area and player lounge. We're going to be expanding our administrative office, and we're also going to be adding additional storage, food and beverage storage, merchandise storage at the ballpark. The project budget, it is going to be between $5.5 and $6 million. It is going to be privately financed by the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers through the Fox Cities Amateur Sports Authority. The Fox Cities Amateur Sports Authority own the facility, and we'll be working with them on this project. We have applied for a tourism grant through the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That grant was approved by the Convention and Visitors Bureau, has gone to the town of Grand Chute, and that vote will be tonight. And the amount that they're going to be looking to give us is $400,000. The time frame for this project, we're looking to begin immediately after the season. Probably a little bit later than we initially thought. Matt Erickson and the team, they're in first place right now, so it looks like the playoffs are on the horizon, knock on wood. But we'll be starting the project as soon as the team is done on the field, and we are planning to have the completion by mid-March for the beginning of our season, which happens on April 4th.